Okay, today we're going to do Daf Chav, or now we're going to do Daf Chav Chesamid Aleph. We are on the very top of Chav Chesamid Aleph and the top line. So the Mishnah said that they were reading the Ma'amados various sections of the account of the creation of the world. So Parsha Gedolah Karanos Abishnayim. If there was a larger section in Bereishis, they were divided into two Elios. B'Shachrus Musaf Mincha Karan Al Pien, and by Shachrus Musaf Mincha, they would read it by heart. By Shachris they would read it from the Torah. By Musav and by Mincha they would read it by heart, like they're saying Shema. So Gemara says, Yibaylu, Heichi Kamar. What does it really mean to say? Does it mean to say B'Shachris Uba Musav Karnas Aba Sefer Uba Mincha Karnas Aba Alpe? Do they mean to say that at Shachris and Musav they would read it from the Sefer Torah, and then Mincha they would read it by heart, Kikarnas Shema, like you would say Shema? Odil Ma'achi Ketani, or maybe they were saying like this: B'Shachris Karnas Aba Sefer. At Shachris they would read it from the Torah, but Uba Muslim Mincha Karnas Al Pek Karnas Shema. By Muslim Mincha they would read it by Peh. So the Gemara is not sure what the Mishnah meant. We know at Shachris they would read from a Sefer Torah. We know at Mincha they would read it by heart. What about Muslim? By Muslim, did they read from a Sefer Torah or did they read it by heart? So Tashma Gemara says, let's bring a Raya. The Tanya of Brisa, B'Shachris Muslim Nechnas in the base of Knesset, V'Karin Kederek Shekarin Kol Hashana. It says in the Brisa that Shachris and Muslim, they would go into shul and read the way they read the whole year. Uba mincha yachid kores al peh, but by mincha they just have a guy read it by heart. Amar Rav Yosef v'chi yachid yachal likros divrei Torah al peh batzibur. Is that allowed? Are you allowed to have a guy say Torah by heart in a tzibur? Elokula nichnasin v'karanasa al peh kikarnas shema. So it wasn't a yachid; it was everybody. They would all go to shul and they would all say that parsha together, much like we all say Shema together, even though we're not reading it from a chumash or from a Torah when we say Shema. So main point number one. At Shachris, they would read they would read from the Torah. At Mincha, they would read by heart, and we prove from a Braisa that at Musaf they would read from the Torah. We prove from a Braisa that at Musaf they would read from the Torah. This is talking about the Ma'amados. Remember, we're talking about the Ma'amados, the groups of people that would gather to represent Klal Yisrael for the Karbanos. Good. So we learned it. Yeah. It was too much of a hassle. People were busy, so they didn't want to take out the Torah. Yeah. So kol yom sheyesh bo halal in bo maimed, and we learned in the Mishnah that whenever there was halal, there was no maimed. There was whenever there was a carbon. I mean, they wouldn't read from the Torah because it was just too much. You couldn't make davening that long. Whenever there was a carbon eitzim, then there was no ni'ila. So ma hefresh ben zel lezeh. So it means when there was a day that they would have a carbon eitzim, they didn't have ma'amados at ni'ila. So Gemara says ma hefresh ben zel lezeh. What's the difference between mincha and ni'ila? That a carbon eitzim would only push away ni'ila and not the maimid from mincha. So the Gemara says halalu divrei Torah. Mincha is a din daraisa, so carbon eitzim is not going to push away mincha. But halalu divrei sofrim. Ni'ila is less important than mincha. Ni'ila is only divrei sofrim, and therefore the carbon eitzim is more important than ni'ila, so carbon eitzim will push away ni'ila. Good. Then we started discussing in the Mishnah a little bit about the eitzim. Zman atzei kohanim ba'am. And when each family would donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tan Rabban, we have a braisa. Lomo hutzchu lomar zman atzei kohanim ba'am. Why does the Mishnah have to list off the different times that different families would bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash? Is this like a halacha? So Amru, kishalu b'nei ha'gola. So they said when the people came from Golos to Eretz Yisrael, lo matzu eitzim balishka. They came back to the Beis HaMikdash and they found that there was no eitzim, there was no wood. And the Beis HaMikdash needed fuel, they needed wood. So v'amdu elu, these families stood up, v'isnadvu mishalahem, and donated their own personal wealth, their own personal money for the wood. So the Nevi'im Shebeneim decided that since they stood up in a time of need, whenever they want the great zuchus, when the Beis HaMikdash is running at full capacity and we have all the wood we need, but they want the zuchus of having their wood being used, so we use their wood and we ignore everybody else. That pasuk just tells us that they had the right to bring the wood when they wanted to. Good. So I guess let's make a main point out of that. The families that brought wood were zocha to do that because they stepped up when there was no wood. They stepped up and donated when there was no wood in the Beis HaMikdash. What?
Because they stepped up at that time, they can bring whatever.
Yeah, they get to bring in the future, and they get that sukkos. So the Mishnah at all said the imahem together with the bnei Zesu ben Yehuda, Kohanim Levim will call me. All these other different people would also bring. So the Gemara says Tan Rabban, Mahu bnei Gonve Eliu bnei Kotzei Ketzios. What are these bnei Gonve Eliu and bnei Kotzei Ketzios? Why are they called these names? These funny names. So Amr, they said Pamachas Gazra Malchus Gzera Al Yisrael Shlo Yaviu Etzim Maracha. One time, the evil government made a decree against Klal Yisrael that they wouldn't be allowed to bring wood for the Mizbeach. V'shalo yaviu bikurim leYerushalayim, and they also made a gzera not to bring bikurim, the first fruits, to Yerushalayim. V'oshivu pros daos al adrachim, and they set up guards on the road to make sure that no one comes into Yerushalayim. Kederuch shoshav Yeravam ben Nevat shalo yalu Yisrael, just like Yeravam ben Nevat set up. You remember the story of Yeravam, that he didn't want people going to Yerushalayim because that was the competition. That was the area where Rechavam was the melech. So he set up guards that no one should be able to go to Yerushalayim, Leregel, to the Ola Leregel, because he was afraid that they're going to all go over to Rechavam's side when they did that. So Ma'asuk Sherin, V'yirechet Shabosa Adar, what did the good guys in that generation do? Heviu Sali Bikurim, they brought baskets full of first fruits, V'chipum B'ktzios, and they covered them up with dried figs, so that you won't see the nice fresh fruits underneath it. Unatalim, and they brought them to Yerushalayim. The Eli and the Kli that they would crush the figs with, they would take al kaspeyan on their shoulders. V'kivan sheyugiu etzel ha-prusdaos, and once they got to those passageways where the guards were set up, to the checkpoint, Amru Lahem, the guards said to them, Lehechan atam olchim, where are you guys going? Remember, they're not allowed to bring the bikurim, they're not allowed to bring the first fruits, and they're smuggling in these first fruits with this Eli on their shoulders. The Eli is the Kli that presses figs as a cover story that they're fig pressers and they're not really bringing first fruits. So he said, where are you guys going? Where are you guys going? Amr Lahem, he said to them, so they said to them, Lasos Shnei Gulei Dvela, oh, we're just pressing figs, b'machteshes, shalafaneinu, uva eli shalkaspeinu, with the grinder that we have and with this eli that we use to press the figs. Kivan Shavru Mehen, once they got past the Shomrim, once they got past the guards, Itrum Basalim, they decorated the baskets for Vim Yerushalayim and brought them to Yerushalayim like they would normally bring Bikurim. That's why they're called Gonvei Eli. It's not a derogatory nickname, the thieves of Eli. It means that they were Gonev Das, they tricked the guards in order to be able to do the great mitzvah of bringing Bikurim. And the reason they decorate the baskets is because whenever you bring Bikurim, it was like a big parade. It was a huge deal. They would decorate the baskets and have a whole big parade. So they wanted to do it with great simcha. So main point, people were called Gonvei Eli because of how they snuck their way into Yerushalayim with baskets of Bikurim. People were called Gonvei Eli because of how they snuck their way into Yerushalayim with baskets of Bikurim. Bikurim is a concept also, by the way. You should know the concept of Bikurim. Bikurim is... Yeah, because the government set up guards not to let them in with Bikurim. So Tana, Hain, we have a similar story with Bnei Salmai Hanesofasi. How do you get the name Bnei Salmai Hanesofasi? So there's a brisa that explains exactly what the story was with that. Tana Rabbanan, Mahin Bnei Salmai Hanesofasi. Who are these guys? Amru Pamachas Gazra Malchus Gzera Al Yisrael Shlo Yaviu Etzim Maracha. One time they made a gzera that we weren't allowed to bring wood for the Mizbech. V'oshivu Pruzdaos, so they set up guards Al Adrachim on the road, Kiderach Shoshiv Yeravim Ben Nevat, like Yeravim Ben Nevat had done Al Adrachim Shlo Yisrael Leregel, so that the Jewish people would not go to Yerushalayim. Ma'asu Yerichet Shabos Adar, so what did the good guys in that generation do? Heviu Gizirehen, they brought their wood chopping instrument, but their axes, I guess. Va'asu sulamos, and they made out of them ladders. V'nichral kisfeim, and they put them on their shoulders. V'alchulam, and they walked. Kivan shegiu etzlan, once they got to the guards, Amrulam, the guards said to them, Leichem at v'alchin, where are you guys going? Amrulam, so they said, Lavi gozlos mishavach, oh, mishavach shelfenenu. We have these ladders because we need to go get birds from a dovecote, from a bird nest that we have where we keep our birds, so we have to climb up high. Uva salamash al kasvenu, we're going to use these ladders for that job. So they said, okay, that's good. As long as you're not bringing wood from the Mizbeach, that's fine. Kivan Shavrama and Pirkum, as soon as they got past the guards, they ripped apart the ladders, and they had wood. And they brought that wood to Yerushalayim. And for people like this, who took the risk to be able to sneak in, to do mitzvos in Yerushalayim, we say about them, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. We remember them for good. That's why we call them by a nickname that recalls this story. So I guess let's make that a And people like Yerovim ben Nevat try to stop people from doing mitzvos, we say about them, Shem Rishayim Yerkov, that the names of the evil should rot. So these are two important concepts. Zecher Tzadik Levracha and Shem Rishayim Yerkov. We remember Tzadikim for good, we remember Rishayim for evil. And that's the main point also. That we remember Tzadikim for good, like the people who were most nefesh to get into Yerushalayim, and Rishayim for evil, like the people who stop people from getting into Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah listed off all the different families that would bring the wood on different dates. So Basrimbo, we said on the 20th day of Av, B'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, the children of Pachas Moav ben Yehuda would bring the wood. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains who they were. Tana b'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, Hainin b'nei David ben Yehuda. That's really the family of David ben Yehuda that it says in the Mishnah would bring on the 20th day of Tammuz. It was the same family. Divrei Rameir, that's what Rameir says. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hainin b'nei Yoav ben Tsruya. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's the same family as the family of Yoav ben Tsruya. Okay. Be'esrim be'elul b'nei Adyon ben Yehuda. On the 20th day of Elul, the family of Adin ben Yehuda would bring the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tan Rabban, b'nei Adin ben Yehuda, Hain, b'nei David ben Yehuda. So Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that that's the same as David ben Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hain, b'nei Yoav ben Tsruya. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's the same family as Yoav ben Tsruya. Fine. Be'achim b'teves Shabo b'nei Parush. On the first day of Teves, the family of Parush would bring the wood Shnia for the second time. They'd go on the second cycle of bringing the wood. So Mani Masnisin, who's the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rav Meir, Lo Rav Yehuda, Lo Rav Yossi. Our Mishnah seems to be going against Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yossi. Why? If you're going to say that the Mishnah is Rav Meir, and therefore B'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda that brought on the 20th day of Av are the B'nei David ben Yehuda, so just like B'nei Parash, it says in the Mishnah that they brought a second time, Lisni Shavu B'nei David ben Yehuda. Instead of giving a new name to the family the second time they bring, just say they brought a second time, Shnia, the second time. And Rav Yehuda, and if we're assuming that if the Mishnah is going like Rav Yehuda, says that B'nai Adin ben Yehuda are the same as B'nai David ben Yehuda, listen, Shavu B'nai David ben Yehuda Shnia. Same Kasha, why give a new name when they're bringing a second time? Just say the same family brought again. And Rav Yossi, and if the Mishnah is going like Rav Yossi, who said B'nai Pachas Moav ben Yehuda and B'nai Adin ben Yehuda are all Yoav ben Tsruya, so then listen, Shavu B'nai Yoav ben Tsruya Shnia. So say that the family of Yoav ben Tsruya brought a second time, meaning you don't have to give a new name every single time. So says Mar Liolam Rabbi Yossi. Really, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi, and only B'nai Parush would bring a second time to bring wood. Utrei Tanoi Alibid Rabbi Yossi. But it's a machlokas Tanoim what Rabbi Yossi held in terms of how the order went. The Tana that says B'nai Adin ben Yehuda wore the B'nai Yoav did not hold that B'nai Pachas Moav wore the B'nai Yoav. They held that there was some other family. And that's why it doesn't say that B'nai Yoav brought a second time. The Tana that says B'nai Pachas Moav wore the B'nai Yoav holds that the B'nai Adin were not the B'nai Yoav. They were some other family. And that's why it doesn't say that the B'nai Yoav brought a second time. No, we'll stop there. We'll stop right there. There's no main point. It's just names of families. It's hard to make a main point out of that. Okay.